friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I think very few people listening to this program would not know our next guest, Loretta Brennan Glucksman, chairman of the American Ireland Fund, the benefactor of NYU Ireland House here in New York City, and indeed a distinguished broadcaster on Irish Radio Network. Loretta Brennan Glucksman, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Adrian. And boy, you're in the true spirit of the broadcast will prevail. You're right back there with Edward R. Murrow broadcasting tonight. Well done.
Somehow, some way. The American Ireland Fund has, of course, is so much a part of the American community. And indeed, you've, as chairman, you have a long list of accomplishments. And in time of need, primarily in Ireland, through the years, the American Ireland Fund has been there. I don't think that even you would have imagined that someday there would be such an emergency as we have witnessed this week right in the New York area and the tri-state area.
I think that's a very true statement. I think everyone from the professional meteorologists who were just saying, well, you know, we just haven't seen this before, all the way through the people who are bravely trying to pull their lives back together after this monstrous storm. It's just totally unprecedented. And so you try to regroup and see how you can respond to your community. And thank God if your own family is safe and you have a roof over your head, and
right,
try to get on with it. And I think that's what the Irish American community is in the process of doing.
Yes. And again, there are at least 111 families Breezy Point.
And that's, if ever there could be considered a sort of epicenter of the Irish American community,
mm-hmm,
that's where it is, all out along those communities on Long Island. So those people were at our heart, and everybody wants to try to help as much as possible. There is no way to make it easy because those families are going to be displaced and at a terrible disadvantage for a long time. And we felt that the only thing we could do is put resources, meaning in this case money, in back of the effort to help them get their lives back together. But no one can help them with the trauma that they've experienced. It's just amazing.
Absolutely not. Now, we should point out that there is a breakdown. The American Ireland Fund, again, is making a gift of $100,000 to assist in disaster relief efforts. Now,
Adrian, if I could tell you that we just put that out, and by the way, it was Kieran McLaughlin, who is in Ireland right now working on another project that we have going. When we talked the other day and put this together, he got out a letter to our board on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a unanimous approval of this grant and several other grants totaling well over $1 million in almost instantaneous. So I was very, very gratified at the unanimity of our board in saying, yes, these are the people that are the backbone of our community, and they are always there for us, and we need to try to be there for them. But it has never been, I have to say, such an easy vote that I've
yes
ever experienced.
Well, that says something also about the fund.
I think.
Yes. And I do want to do the breakdown is that the three New York centers, the New York mm-hmm. Irish Center in Long Island City,
right.
The Emerald Isle Center in Queens and the Bronx, and of course the Ashling Irish Center in Yonkers,
right.
Bronx, Yonkers, that each of those organizations are getting an immediate commitment checks for $15,000 each.
That's correct.
And the balance of the $100,000, $55,000, is actually going through the American Red Cross with the very clear understanding that this is money that is to be used for the Breezy Point fund. So again, just so we know,
that is all correct. And you know, the American Red Cross is the gold standard of this kind of disaster response. And we fortunately have a good working relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly understand.
You have a long-term relationship with them, actually.
Said,
yes.
They're just the core of our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have promised that the $55,000 that we are contributing will be focused on the Breezy Point relief effort.
Right.
And I'm very proud to be to have the American Ireland Fund associated with the American Red Cross, and I have no doubt that it will be immediate. Much more. I mean, we couldn't get geared up the way the American Red Cross is.
Yes.
There's no need to. So I'm very, very honored that they understand our commitment to that
right.
part of our Irish American community, and they will serve them very well.
Yes. There is an irony here. Well, first of all, the U.S. Census yes. Bureau has actually singularly rated Breezy Point the most Irish neighborhood in America with over 60% of Irish heritage. But more to the point is that, ironically, the first responders, those who have mm-hmm. Traditionally and currently put their lives on the line, cops, firefighters,
yep.
First responders,
yep.
live.
They're all our guys. They are our guys.
And that despite their daily challenge, the homes that we are talking about, many of them,
mm-hmm.
Are the homes that were leveled, you know, by the fire that went out of control.
Well,
Adrian,
our mutual friend John Sharkey lived in and a lot of our other friends also lived
right.
out there. But I was talking to John. He emailed me, and his son Brian still has a place out there near Breezy
right.
Point, and it's just so devastating because it is part of a guy like John Sharkey. That's where he grew up. That's where he and Helen started a family, and you don't get over those kinds of connections
right.
too easily.
And whereas you know there are many areas. That are and have been devastated. We can pick out areas like Breezy Point, like the Rockaways.
Yes, exactly.
Like Long Beach, which is again around the corner, a very Irish American heavily populated town. That's taking nothing away from the disaster of places like Staten Island that,
oh my gosh,
that somehow, and maybe with good reason, they feel that that most of the attention is focused on the Rockaways and on Breezy and on Long Beach. When in fact,
you know what though, Adrian? I hope we don't just sink down into that nonsense of who's best and who's against us and who's with us and
absolutely.
All that nonsense that we do. It's so wasteful. We can't afford it right now.
Right. And like I say, whether it's in any of the areas again, Pearl River, any areas into Connecticut. If somebody loses a house, somebody loses their property, they are already in a disaster group. Anybody, it's almost like
exactly, and that's one of the things actually that we talked about on with Kieran and when we tried to sort out what we could do to make some sort of gesture. You know, I also want to make the point. I have no illusions that $100,000 is a drop in the ocean when you're looking at them. They're using the B word, billions all over the place.
Right,
it's massive. And this was truly a token, as much as we can do, because we don't have undesignated money. Our people give money to projects in Ireland that they care passionately about.
Right.
So we don't have any sort of loose money that we can put into something like this. And we really hustled to get this $100,000. And
yes.
Then Bob McCann stepped up so magnificently and matched it.
Which is what I would like. Bob McCann, a tremendous supporter of the American Ireland Fund, and indeed was the honoree on Thursday. Yeah, on Thursday night. And he has also matching fund. Hopefully, there are a number of contributors to the American Ireland Fund. Maybe not at that level, but at some level.
Exactly. And our board is so wonderfully proactive. And they're not all in New York, obviously, but they are all wonderfully generous people that care about Irish America. And they will respond. But if I could just say something about last night, Adrian.
Yes.
I wasn't able to get there because I couldn't even get back into the city. I lived downtown and we still didn't have power.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob was the honoree at the American Irish Historical Society. And I know it had to be a very, very tough decision for Kevin Cahill. And they went on. They had the dinner. And I'm told by a few people that emailed me today that it was very dignified and very correct. And Bob was magnificent in his comments, as was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in perspective, and that's when Bob announced that he would match the $100,000 that the Ireland Fund had already committed. I was just so proud of that organization, which has been around for so long in Irish America, and for Bob McCann, who is a relative neophyte and coming on strong within the community. It just showed us, I believe, at our best, and I really hope people view it that way.
I echo that. Plus, it would have, must have been, a coin toss as to whether to proceed with that or not. I know that a goodly part of that decision was based on the fact that money was needed now, that awareness was needed now, and that it was the right decision in hindsight.
Absolutely.
Again, we're looking at those who can, and I'm sure the American Ireland Fund will be to the forefront in, again, reaching out or making it a tax-exempt organization. That will indeed serve as a vehicle for further need, and I'm sure that in an ongoing capacity the fund will be there and that people, in fact, will respond.
Well, that's what our mission is, and I hope we can adhere to it, and we certainly intend to.
Loretta Brennan-Gloxton, Chairman of the American Ireland Fund, thank you very much
thank you,
for joining
friend.
Us.
One of these days you're going to invite me on again. I miss it. I love your program. I love radio. So thank you for this, and thanks for being there for our community always, and especially in a time like this.
Again, thank you, Loretta Brennan-Gloxton, and friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.